Okay, our learning should be Lili Nishmas, my grandfather's Yartzeit, which was earlier this week, Ruvi Ben Chaim, also the Yartzeit Eliyahu Ben Moshe Alevi, also for Furs Shlemasar Bas Chaya, Michal Aaron Ben Chana Besoch Sharchal Yisrael. Tazri Mitzora, you know, if there's any two parshias that go together for a double parsha, yeah. Tazri Mitzora. So we're going to try to be able to bring some connections between Tazri Mitzora. Beginning of Tazria talks a lot about Hilchos Nida, talks all about a purification of a woman, and then it talks about the Indian of Bris Milah. So we're going to start off today with three questions. The first question we're going to focus on Bris Milah. So if you ever go to a Bris, one of the things if you ever open up the sitter, you say Kishem Shenichnas a Bris, Kain Ikonas the Torah the Chuppah Ulamasim Tovim. The same way that the boy came to Bris Milah, he should come to Torah and Chuppah and Matzim Tovim. And early in the year, we spoke this year, but in other formats, we've spoken about exactly what the connection between Bris Milah and Torah and Chuppah. But Kotzker Rebbe has such an amazing idea of what we're saying here. Like, first of all, he didn't do it. The kid didn't do anything. Kishem Shenichnas the Bris came to the Torah and Chuppah and Matzim Tovim. Who are we talking to? The parents? The kid? What's going on over here? That's a Kotzker's question. Who are we talking to over here? Seems to be a little strange. We're going to say the first three questions, and then we're going to unfold it all together. I apologize. I didn't have like a sheet to be able to give you, but we're going to maybe go back to our old firm. I was in Washington this week, so I hope it'll bring all the Kedushim from Washington back down to Florida. So moving on in the Parsha, you know, actually just stick with me. We know that the Pasuk says that on the eighth day you should give the Bris Milah. So think about like why Dafka 8, and you see by the Metzorah, which is the whole other topic of the Parsha, the Metzorah cannot, the person who has leprosy, the person who spoke Lashon Hara, according to the Gemara and Erchin, and other sins as well, they had to go through a 7-day period once the Kohen could come check on them. So there's something very, very particular. We have 8 days for the Bris Milah, 7 days for the Metzorah. There's got to be something going on. What's the connection between the Indian of 8 days by Bris Milah and 7 days by Metzorah? And finally, and this is the third question we're going to deal with tonight, is I saw an amazing idea from the Tiferet Shlomo. He says, if you look in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Membeis, says, "V'alochu avonim acheros ve'evil atachas avonim." Once the Kohen, they're going to have to, you know, they got the saras on the wall, they're going to have to replaster it. "V'ofer achar yitach v'tachas abayis." And other dust you should take and plaster up the walls of the houses. So what's going on over here? So three questions. Number one, who are we talking about? But Kishem Shenichnas the Bris, can you come to the Torah the Chuppah Matzah Tovim? We're talking to the parents, to the kids. What's a deeper message? Question number two is what's so specific for 8 days for Bris Milah, 7 days Metzorah? What's the connection? And number three, what's this whole plastering and then you putting dust on the walls? What's going on over here? So Kotzker said an amazing idea. The Kotzker explains a very beautiful idea. The Kotzker says the same way that this kid, he says we're talking only to the kid. Does the kid have a choice whether he's doing the Bris Milah or not?
Right.
He has no choice.
Right.
He's being taken. We say to the kid, the same way you didn't have any gaiva or you didn't make any wrong decisions or you didn't have any schmutz of negativity, the same way you should come to Torah, Chuppah, and Matzim Tovim. You should understand for Torah, Torah can't affect you unless you're humble. Torah can't affect you if you're still going to, you know, if you're going to be cursing and be doing all these terrible things. The same way for marriage. Marriage, if you don't have humility, then you don't know what's going on. And Ma'asim Tovim, you want to be a giving person, it all starts with humility. Kusker says, why do we say all these three things? Because these three things are not, just the same way that he didn't have a choice, and he came with humility, like we're always talking about humility.
Yeah.
The same way that he had the Anava, he didn't have a choice when he got the Bris Milah. It's a bracha to the kid, and he should come into those three things with the same Anava, with the same humility. Reminds me of a great story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, so many Rav Moshe Feinsteins about Anava, but let's say this story. Rav Moshe once got in the early years, he got this famous Gemara. You know, he got an early Gemara, and one of the Gemaras that they just put out. And he had it in his office, and one of his Talmidim came into the office, he wanted to see this brand new Gemara. What happened was he spilled over some ink on the Gemara. He's so scared, he runs to Rav Moshe, I'm so sorry. So like a normal person, you know, would have just said like, you know, like, don't worry, it's okay. But Rav Moshe like made him feel so so bekovedik. Like, what are you kidding me? Like, it's still looks just as beautiful. I can still read it. It's all when it comes to the gedolim. The greater you are in Torah, the greater they are their midos.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when a person sees the greater the Torah, and then there's gaiva there. That's not someone that a person should learn from. Are we saying and Hussein not that they're bad people? No. But at the end of the day, I know from my Rebbeim, the people that I look up to, are the people that are so knowledgeable, but their midos, the way they interact with people, are exceptional. They're on a totally another level. And their Torah is Torah, and their midos are Torah.
Yeah.
You can feel it. And unfortunately, the opposite is true. When someone is arrogant, it's all about themselves, and propping up. Now we live in such a generation where everyone needs to have their compliment, and if they show, you know, their beautiful kiddush and this bar mitzvah and that bar mitzvah. You know, at the end of the day, if you want to be a growing Jew, it all starts with midos, and the number one midah is an oven, right? The Jewish people they learned Pirkei Avos during this time between Pesach and Shavuos. There's a midah Klal Yisrael. There's a lot of famous reasons why. One of the famous reasons, because we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ein derech eretz, ein Torah." If you don't have midos, you don't have Torah.
Right?
What are we leading up to besides Lag BaOmer as Hashem? What are we leading up to? We're leading to Shavuos. If a person really wants to be Kohen of the Torah, first you have to have the Erech Eretz. First you have Anava. Right? The Gra says if you want to work on your Midos, the Gra says this, and also the Orcha Sadigim also says the number one worst trait a person could have is Gaiva. Worst. Why does a person have Gaiva? Because it's a lack of awareness. The lack of mercy that everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's why the Metzora says, and right now I'm just ranting, this isn't really having, right, but I think it's so important to talk about. Why does the guy say the Lashon Hara? So the Chavetz Chaim explains. Why is he saying Lashon Hara? Because Sina, he doesn't like the guy. Why doesn't he like the guy? Because he's jealous of the guy. Right, Sina and Kina, the words are very similar.
Yeah.
Sin non aleph hey, kuf non aleph hey. When someone doesn't like someone, it's not because he just doesn't like the way he looks. It's because he's jealous. But he doesn't see that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't see that everything comes from the Bona Shem. If he had true enough, if he realized that everything does, then he wouldn't say Lashon Hara. That's the bracha, says the Kotzker, we give to the kid. The same way you didn't have a choice there, and you came in with such anava, that's the same thing we're giving here. Moving on. So I saw it when I was in Washington this week. I brought my little pocket-sized Imri Emes. So Dafka, why is it that we have 8 days for Brismila and 7 days for Mitzor? So let's start with the Mitzor. Why do we have 7 days for Mitzor? So the Imre Emes in Tafri Sadi Gimel, Imre Emes was Avram Mechayim Mordechai of Ger. He was the son of the Sfas Emes. He escaped the war. Crazy story. What happened was, it says he quotes the Sfas Emes in Tafri Shemem Hei, and he says, you want to know why we have a 7-day period? Because that skin, that blotch on the guy's arm, on the wall, it needs to go through a Shabbos. If you go through a Shabbos, you have the purification of a Shabbos. Shehasagar hanego hu al zayin yomim kedei sheyavor alav haShabbos ki al tzaras matzgimim tzigir veShabbos who's man
b'sicha.
Exactly, you need a Shabbos.
Okay.
You need Shabbos because what Shabbos? So the Sfas Emes doesn't really explain this here, but that's what he writes over here. He says the same way that you know if you're a doctor, things need to heal.
Yeah.
You know what also needs to heal? Spirituality. Spiritually, that person who says Lashon Hara needs to go through a Shabbos, right? We said right before. Why does it say someone Lashon Hara? Because he doesn't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in their life. What's the number one day of the week where we completely focus on relationship with Hashem? Shabbos. So says the Halakha Sfas Emes, says the Sfas Emes. That's Dafka, why we need 7 days. Not 7 days because of the other 6 days. It's because of that. When we have a 7-day period, we make sure that there's a Shabbos in there. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh from the Zohar. If you look in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Why is it if for bris milah you need 8 days, says the Zohar, hu kishadei sheyavar olav Shabbos. When you have an 8-day period, what are you for sure going to have in that period?
Shabbos.
You're for sure going to have a Shabbos. So it's a question. Then why just be 7 days, right? So maybe you could say that you need like the whole essence of Shabbos. So you could really be born on a Friday, and you could have the bris on a Friday.
Right, yeah.
But you're not going to have the whole Erev Shabbos, you know, the whole gamut. If you have the 8 days, now you have the Erev Shabbos and you have the Shabbos before. So I think the Zohar says, right? The Zohar writes in Chelek Gimel Tzariyaf, "Hu kedesh yavar olav Shabbos v'tagiyo nevesh hachiyonis hanishpas ba'olam biyom haShabbos ki adua v'oz yeh ben kayma." He says once that kid goes through a Shabbos, then he's considered a ben kayama. What's a ben kayama? It's to make sure that the baby's going to be healthy, right? We know that in the first few days, those are very critical days, especially for someone who's not, the baby's not well. So spiritually, the same way physically, the first few days are very important to make sure that the baby's okay. Spiritually, the baby's neshama needs a Shabbos, right? Can you imagine? The baby's according to the Gemara Nida and Lama but Amabez, they're learning Torah with the Malach. Yeah. Come into the world. Why are they crying? So I always like to say they're crying because their mamash went from such Kedusha, yeah, and now they're in this world. Right? It's very scary. But when they come into Shabbos, then it's like, oh, okay. I have a little, I'm going back to that place. I'm going back into that place to be able to learn Torah with the Malach a little bit. So I thought maybe that's the connection. Why is it that we have 7 days for the Metzoras, according to the Sfas HaMesh, Tav Resh Mem Hei? Because you need the Shabbos.
On that question, how come Yaakov wanted to jump out if...
Another great question. So Mr. Rex just asked a great question. So if you're learning Torah with the Malach, as we know the Yaakov and Esav was, then why did it say, every single time Yaakov was pushing out? Remember what we spoke about?
I have an answer. I don't know why.
Yeah, what did you say, Doctor?
I said basically that sometimes your chavrut is just as important as the teacher.
Oh, if your chavrut is an Esav, then the Torah is not good. Right? So I think we quoted that earlier in the year, I think from maybe Rav Yitzchak Vorka, other tzaddikim. But if you have, you're learning with Adolf Hitler, you could be learning the degree, you could learn Torah from the Rav, from Rav Moshe, from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's not good. Yeah. But I saw another idea why Yaakov even wanted to get out. He says, because what's going on in the stomach, with the Malach? The Malach is just feeding it to you. Right. There's no effort. There's no hardship. There's no toil. I think this is from the Sichus Musar. He wanted to get out because he wanted to be able.
It sounds like a
Sichus Musar. Yeah, Chaim Shmulevitz. He wanted to be able to put in the effort. At the end of the day, I think they're both good answers. But that's a famous question. Excellent. That's a very, very good question, Mr. Rex. So at the end of the day, I think there's a strong connection. Right? If you want to say a quick word at your Shabbos table, what's the connection? Well, you need 8 4 days for Bris Milah, 7 days for Metzorah. But there's one answer for that. The one answer is you need a Shabbos for Metzorah, says the Sfas HaEmes. Because just like a person needs physically, the doctor tells you antibiotics for 10 days. So the antibiotics for Metzorah is that you need the Shabbos. And the antibiotics for Bris Milah is you need the Shabbos.
Eight, not seven. Because eight is beyond, isn't it?
Right. Everyone says that eight is lamala mina teva. Right. Seven is only the teva. Eight is supernatural. Seven is natural. Seven days of the week. 7 weeks of Sfira. That's the same thing as 50. Right. It's not 49 days between Pesach and Shavuot. It's 50 days. 50 is lamala. But we're not going to go there. Let's get to the end because I think it connects very, very well. We talked about that he has to plaster. Right, I hope we're juicing up these parshas for you a little bit. Right, so we talked about how the Kohen has to be, the guy has to uproot all the stones of the wall and then put some new dust on.
Yeah.
So Davka, why is he doing that? It says the Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk. Shlomo always goes to Tiferet Shlomo, no? Maybe because they have the same name. Because the Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk explains amazing. He says the Svarim say the Nege Habayis, right, the blemishes of the house doesn't only refer to your personal house; it refers to the house. The Beis HaMikdash. He says, if you want to be able to build the house, you have to be able to take off the plaster and then start again. But why Dafka is Ofer? What's Ofer a remnant to? Ofer is dust. Ofer is the Midah of Avraham Avinu. It's the Midah of Anova. Right? As he says, Anochi Ofer v'Ephraim. I'm nothing but dust. He says at the end of the day, you want to know how to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash? Dafka you have to do it through the Midah of Anova. Which goes well with everything we're saying. You want to be able to build the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Right? He's not. This is all talking about individual houses, your mitzvot. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim say you want to be able to build the ultimate bias. You have to do it. Tzorech anova yisera kedusha maila. It's got to be through anova. The offer achar yikach anova yisera. That's what it means. V'taches habayis. You have to be able to taches habayis. Take the dust and replaster it. What's the dust encoded for? The dust is encoded for the midah of humility. Take the anova. Realize everything comes from me, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, and then replaster yourself. That's what Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says, we're about to daven marv in a few minutes. So we say al kainet zor, but nafshi ka'af al kotiya, my soul should be like dust. And then we say psach bi besor secha, you should open up my heart to the Torah.
Yeah.
So Rav Tzadok says, what's going on here? Why are we saying you should, my soul should be dust, open my heart to the Torah? He says the art school got it wrong. There shouldn't be a period there. It's v'nafshi ka'af al kotiya. My soul should be like dust, and then what's going to happen? Psach li besor secha. My heart's going to open up. Yeah. When your essence is ka'afar, it's dust. You realize that you have the anava of humility. You realize that someone gives you a compliment. You're a good doctor, a good lawyer, a good teacher. You say, "Wow, Baruch Hashem, it's all Chodesh Baruch Hu." And anava is not thinking that you're nothing. Being humble is not thinking you're nothing. Being humble is realizing what you have and realizing who it came from. Right? That's true humility. Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. That Moshe was the most humble. Moshe knew exactly what he was.
Yeah.
But he realized that it came from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? I was watching the NFL draft. So all these guys were saying, God bless me, man. God bless me. Do they really think? I hope so. Maybe they do. I'm going to believe Dan Machal's chus. End of the day, someone's really humble to realize that. At the end of the day, because you're amazing at pushing guys down, 400 down. You make sure that you know where it comes from.
The first thing they say is, though, is, you know, I want to give it up to my Lord.
I hope.
Savior.
Yeah, sure. No, no. Yeah, listen.
The same thing. It was always that. It was always that way. Like at the Grammy Awards, yeah, that the black person would always get up and say, give
"Yeah,
Yashka, the country, whatever." And
yeah.
The Jew would say, "I want to thank my businessman and my accountant." And
right. No, you got to give credit.
That you never would thank God.
Now, LeBron.
You got to give credit where credit is owed.
Everybody else, the country artist would thank the Lord.
Oh, Hashem Yirachem. Oi.
And country artists.
And then the black artist too.
Oi.
LeBron James,
yeah,
when he won his second championship,
yeah,
said thanks. He thanks God because he grew up a poor boy in Akron, Ohio. He said, statistically, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
It's for the grace of God that I'm here.
Well, you're Florida biased over here. I don't know. You're biased.
No, but think about what a powerful statement.
It's true. No, it's true.
But it's true. Unfortunately, I never hear it from a Jew.
Right. No, we shouldn't say never, but we should say often. Right.
What they say, they want to thank their accountant and their.
Right. No, 100%. I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not. It's African.
And
right.
In Hollywood, they want to thank their Jewish wife.
I remember when Carlos Santana got up and he played Kadosh 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 Hashem in Hebrew. He said that those words. And then Bob Dylan came up and thanked his manager when he got his award.
It was right. Listen, at the end of the day, for the Jewish people to realize that we're definitely the leaders, and we have to be able to make sure we have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day, when things are going well in our life, we have to realize that we have those talents, we have those skills, we have those.
Yeah.
We have to realize that it comes from.
So what time to say? Let's say Tehillim, say Tehillim, say Tehillim. How is it? Oh, Baruch Hashem, he's fine. So it's busy getting people to say Tehillim, but there's no Sudat Hodah.
Exactly. We have to give credit where credit is due. So I think
a meal of thanks.
Ms. Wright, you're 100% right. But I think very, very strongly that all these three things come together. Let's just recap, and then we'll bring it home. We said why dafka we have to say Kishem Kinechus Abris Kin Kol Torah L'Chamazatom? Because we say the same way this kid had no choice that he did it with another with good midos. The same way you should come to Torah L'Chamazatovim. Why is it that you have to go through 8 days for a milah and 7 days for a mitzvah? You have to go through the Shabbos. And number three, why is it you have to start over with the dust? And then, because the dust is not only referring to, the house is not only referring to our house, but it's referring to the ultimate house, Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does the offer refer to? Offer, dafka, and Perek Yudal, Pasuk Memez talks about the midah of anava. I think Shabbos is the day to be able to acquire the midah of anava. A midah of realizing that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have your phones out, you don't have your, I mean, if you're not a doctor, you know, at the end of the day, it's the ultimate time to be able to realize that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, be able to realize that everything comes from Hashem. So I think, if I could say that there's one theme that's really going through all these parshas of Tazria, of Bris Milah, and Mitzorah, and Dafka Y 8 and 7, it's because at the end of the day, it's all about another to be able to realize that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The third about the offer.
Yeah, the dust.
About the dust. Right? The essence of Bris Milah is able to, enough. The essence of to be able to have Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is the ultimate time to be able to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, I don't know if I said it in this year or another year, they say from the Arizal, during the week a person should close his eyes down on Shmoneh Esrei.
You said it.
That's right, we said this. Because during the week there's so much going on. So you close your eyes a little to connect to Hashem. But Shabbos you have to open your eyes. Because you want to get all the Kedusha. Everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you want to be able to soak yourself in.
I was thinking about that, but
yeah.
I was impressed how like people who know how to daven, but I was thought they're supposed to use a sitter.
No, 100%. I don't think this is saying like always. I think it's maybe just saying like if you want to get like locked in. Like I don't know the Shabbos. I don't know the whole weekday Shmoneh Esrei by heart. So like I'll.
Maybe
like checking it once in a while, the things that you don't know 100% about. Let's just end up with the story over here. So recently, yesterday was Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Yortzeit. Aaron Lichtenstein was the great Rosh Hashiva and Gush, very, very holy person, very huge Talmud Chacham, but the stories that they say about him are mamish incredible. So what happened was, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, he said, the story goes, he was once walking in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, and he saw these couple of Hasidish, middle schoolers. And they were handling a little bit. They were arguing back and forth if the guy who was unloading the car, unloading the animal, if he was Jewish or not, because he didn't have a kippah on. Because they just learned in Cheder that the mitzvah of helping unload and loading only applies to Jews and doesn't apply to non-Jews. So it ended up being that they didn't help. They said maybe he's not Jewish, we're not going to help. So Rav Aaron Litzti wrote a letter to the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and he wrote him a letter being very, very torn up about it. And he said, so why is it in those circles, they'll know the Mishnah, but they still won't help? But maybe in our circles, and in the modern Orthodox Welt, those, you know, our kids aren't going to know that Mishnah, most probably, but they would still help. He said a fascinating thing. So he said, I don't know what the Rav answered back, but the message was, be able to realize that Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makom, even if you're putter from helping, the right thing to be able to do, yeah, be able to help out. Be able to realize that, even if it might not be your mitzvah, or your commandment, be able to have that enough, to be able to tell the kids a little bit, like, no, even if you're not chayiv, it's still the right thing to do. If other people, someone's schlepping a little bit, be able to realize, tell people to live with those eyes. Be able to live with those anavadik eyes. That's what he said, that last thing we said earlier in the week, not here, but in another place. Rasul Salanter says an amazing idea. Rasul Salanter says, why is it the end of Shemini, we talk about the things you can't eat. In the beginning of Tazria, we talk about all the things, all about the tzaras and everything. What's the connection? So he says, the same way a person's so careful with what comes into his mouth, by being kosher, you have to be careful about what comes out. So Salanter. Be able to realize, be able to have that nova, the Ben Adam HaMakom, Ben Adam HaChavera, they're all together.
When he spit out the nursing.
Oh, exactly. Be able to realize that it's all the same.
He wouldn't take from the
very, exactly. Yeah, there's a, there. Yeah, he needed the din of the Jewish nurse. We'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem. There's an amazing idea in there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now, especially in the days of Sfira, to be able to work in our midos, in Torah, specifically the midah of Anova. That's what the message of Bris Mila. That's the message of the Metzora. And that's why we go through a Shabbos, Davka for Mila and Metzora. And that's why specifically the Indian offer, be able to rebuild. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. The more we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we work on Anova, then we'll be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to the ultimate bias. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch in Yishorim. Shkorach, good Chodesh, and good Shabbos. Shkorach.